I couldn't hear whether I was speaking or not.
You were speaking.
Oh, haven't got your microphone well. I've got the crumbs headphones all over my laps. I'm a terrible wreck. Fortunately, Stuart Lee's coming. He looks even worse than me. Even more professionally dishevelled than I do. Is that a look you're going for there, Stuart?
No, I just had to be photographed. Actually, our son, who's 2.5, has just hit that phase where they don't do anything you ever want them to do. So I've been awake for about 3 days.
Well, there's still no excuse. What's good? Because you've even got writing on your hand. I tell my teenagers off for that kind of behaviour.
That says Whistling Jack Smith, who I thought was one of the whistlers that you should probably have mentioned.
Are you a fan of professional whistling?
Well, Whistling Jack Smith was pretty funny.
There are no professional whistlers that I'm aware of touring at the moment.
No.
I'd like to see you have someone open for you, just whistling.
Well, I may do that. If I can find Whistling Jack Smith and what he's up to now. But he used to whistle Kaiser Bill's Batman or something.
He did.
Yeah.
But I think he had a hit with that.
He had a hit with it.
I don't think anyone knows what he looks like, so you could just bring anyone out.
He looks a bit like Jim Dale.
We should see if we can find some. Let's do a whole. You know, we normally do a Christmas show. We play Christmas music.
Yeah.
Let's do a whistling special.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? 3 hours of whistling on Radio 2. They've had more absurd program ideas. Stuart Lee is with us. Stuart Lee's comedy vehicle is out now on DVD. It's priced $12.99. There's a very funny picture on the phone because it's Stuart Lee with an actual comedy vehicle.
Yeah, yes. Clown car.
Look at that. And the clown car was at home for the occasion, or is that something you actually drive around in?
It's hired. It comes with a clown who shows you how to drive it.
It's a fabulous vehicle.
It was great. And actually, it's like a little dragster. You can get quite a lot of quite a speed out of it. And he took us for a race up that hill there, innit? It was very exciting.
Is it a three-wheeler?
No, it's four wheels. But
it looks three-wheeler in the picture. You can see why I've asked that, because it looks kind of
three-wheeler. It does look like three-wheeler. That's the way they've cropped the... They've cropped the picture.
Oh, they can do everything these days. They can do anything they want these days with Photoshop. Yeah. What's on it? What's in it? Because I love the TV show you did. It was a tremendous show.
Thank you very much.
The material from that? Is this new material?
It's all that. It's the TV series and about 2 hours of other stuff as well, which is like improvised conversations with Armando Iannucci and lots of backstage bits.
Well, they're bound to be very, very funny indeed, I would imagine. It was, I think, one of the best... I don't want to use the word effort, it sounds like it was a failure, but it was the best kind of... It's the best translation of a stand-up feeling thing onto TV, making it in itself televisual and therefore TV experience, but at the same time not losing the feel of stand-up comedy. It was a very successful show.
Yeah, I mean, they did a really good job on that. We spent ages chasing that idea around, like 4 years really, about how you were going to do it, going backwards and forwards, and it came down to sort of using a small room, not cutting away to Gok Wan laughing.
Although there's never a time when that seems inappropriate, is there? And you know what? For a man dressed like that to mention Gok Wan, I think you've got an absolute liberty, sir. To mention my thing, Gok.
I was trying to be smart. I was just being photographed for a newspaper, so I thought I'd better put something.
You've got like a farmer's shirt on with a tie. Why are you wearing a farmer's shirt with a tie? You should be out picking
it's
hops.
It's a knitted tie as well.
It's a knitted tie.
Why are you making an effort?
This is like when you remember Steptoe and someone used to go on a date occasionally, and you know, deliberately they make him look like he got it wrong.
What's been really good about doing that is I was always worried about going back on telly. I thought, I hope I don't get recognised and shouted at. Because they dressed me up and put me in a smart suit, no one's ever recognised me since I was.
Because that's not you. You look like that. You're more boho. Chic.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's really funny because I thought, I hope they don't go, oh, you've dressed up when you come in, because they would normally look even worse than this. This is me making an effort, that's the joke.
Anyway. Don't get me wrong, Stuart, you're a handsome man. Don't get me wrong, you're a handsome man, but you don't need to dress up, you don't need to gild that particular lily. I think you'd look, I'd like to see you just in a vest.
Yeah, well, that'd be worse.
You were in a perfume advert once, didn't you? Didn't I see you on billboards in a perfume advert, or was it Calvin Klein you were doing?
It was, you know, about 15 years ago, maybe, I would have looked like I might have been in a perfume advert out of push.
Now, where's Mr. Lee these days? You guys, not Mr. Lee, Mr. Herring, do you guys still work together?
We haven't done anything together for 11 years, but I still see him a lot. He's doing an amazing thing in the autumn. He was doing a series for Radio 2, and they decommissioned it. Which this is Radio 2, isn't it? Yeah. He was doing a series for this network, and they decommissioned it. And he worked out that by doing 6 nights at the Leicester Square Theatre and selling it out and charging a tenner and paying loads of actors and recording it, he can get a higher budget to work with than he gets off the network. And he's making 6 of his own radio shows and selling them on the on iTunes and whatever. So he's basically bypassing the broadcaster at the moment.
You know what?
That's
the future right there. That's what you're looking at. So Richard Herring, so if you look on iTunes for Richard Herring, you'll find... And is this the thing where he was wearing... He had a Hitler moustache, right, didn't he?
He
deliberately grew a Hitler moustache to challenge people's conventions as to that particular piece of facial hair.
He wanted to do a show about the sort of... About the rise of the BNP in Britain and stuff like that, and grew a Hitler moustache. And him growing a Hitler moustache was arguably deliberately taken out of context by The Guardian.
I remember seeing that, yeah, and he had to wipe that.
As if he'd grown that.
Also, if you were genuinely racist, as if you'd think, you know what, I'll hide in plain sight. Here's what I'll do, I'll wear a black shirt and grow one of those moustaches. Used to be popular in Germany. No one will know.
Well, you have to admire his commitment to it, you know.
Because yeah.
I mean,
he looked terrible. I saw him on the Charlie Booker TV show watching. He looked terrible with
it. The thing is, when he grew the moustache and combed his hair, he really looked like Hitler. Yeah. I mean, quite disturbing.
Even my cat looks like Hitler when you do that, though. It's a very easy look to master.
Yeah.
That's why Freddie Starr loved it so much. It was a bang. It was a go-to impression straight there. You don't do any sort of impressions, do you?
No, I don't. I can't act. I can't do impressions. I can't. All I can do is speak. And the BBC too very kindly let me do that.
You can do more than that, Stuart. You can think. You can think and speak, you see. And that's what makes you the comedian you are, because there's a degree of intelligence and perception in what you do and say, which is normally lacking in modern comedy, if you don't mind me saying.
Well, thank you very much for that.
I'm not saying it's funny, but what I'm saying is...
No, I agree with you.
It's thoughtful, that's what
I
I'm saying. It's more like going to a poetry gig, really.
Yeah, there was a couple of reviews of that. It was like an entertaining sociology lecture, one of the reviews about the TV show.
That's Rob Newman's gig, isn't it? That's what you're thinking of there. Let's put a bit of music on. What have you found? Oh, not Whistling Jack.
It's on the jukebox.
Of course it is. This is a legacy of the old days of Radio 2. Whistling Jack. I wonder why that doesn't get played more often
I remembered that being more exciting.
And so often the case.
I don't remember the bit at the end.
I don't know where that came from.
Oh, well, we won't be playing that
but
again.
But when he performed it, he used to march towards you as if he were on the spot.
Maybe that's what excited you as a child, the fact that he used the space so dramatically.
Yeah.
Have you ever been tempted to do a comedy song or perform on stage in that sort of manner?
You know what? I thought the thing I would feel most uncomfortable about doing was be singing on stage, right? And every time I write a new show and do a new tour, I always try and do something that I would feel nervous or embarrassed about.
Just to challenge yourself or to give the audience a treat?
To challenge myself, really make it so I am singing in the new show.
Oh, what are you singing?
I'm singing The Galway Girl by Steve Earle.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I'm doing about 45 minutes of material about when things get put in adverts and it spoils their sort of the relationship you have with them emotionally. Yes. A Galway Girl, of course, used in a Magnus advert about 18 months ago. And it was always one of my favourite songs, but now, obviously, you don't think of the experiences that relates to what you like to.
You think of fools drinking scrumpets.
That's right. It's like a particular one that really distressed me was the Nick Drake song that's currently used in a BT advert. Now, whatever the suicidal, manic, depressive poet genius Nick Drake was thinking about when he wrote that song, we can't be sure, but it probably wasn't the economic viability of various BT packages.
But you can only say probably wasn't.
No, we can't
because
be sure.
Maybe when he realised what it was actually about, that's when he decided maybe life shouldn't carry on.
No.
But I hate it seeing that Blur song, the Universal. I think it's the Universal being used in one of those adverts to do with... it's always adverts to do with connecting via the internet these days.
Yeah,
don't do that to me.
Yeah, I know.
But Tom Waits sued some people for that years ago.
Yeah, he sued them for copying him, didn't he?
I mean,
it's just kind of... It's sort of weird because you have a relationship with a thing and then it's changed by it being used somewhere else. And I'm not one of these people that goes, no artist should do adverts and whatever, but it is kind of strange when you love something and it gets altered and you can't get it back.
You can't. Well, maybe eventually you might be able to.
Might be able to. That's why I'm singing it. I'm singing Galway Girl.
You're reclaiming
night.
It.
I'm reclaiming
you're
it.
You're reclaiming
it. Yeah, I'm doing it as best. And I've actually got to go and perform it in Galway, which is going to be great.
Can we have a little taste of it now?
I haven't got a guitar, wouldn't
you? No, we don't. Just a little bit of the vocal line. Come on, let's have one line for it.
Well, I took a stroll on the old long walk on a day, I'll do one.
That's not so bad, not bad at all, although you did look a bit like Terry Christian when you pulled that face.
Well, what I look like now is, I used to look like Terry Christian 15 years ago, now I look like a Terry Christian who's kind of gone mad and lived in a gutter.
He looks like the tramp Terry Christian.
No, I get that, I get a lot of people, I've had conversations with people and afterwards I've realised that they thought I was Terry Christian.
That's awful, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's enough people going, it's like a couple of years, you used to be on telly, didn't you? Yeah. You used to do that show, didn't you? Yeah. That was good. What happened to it? It got cancelled. I liked it. Thanks. Well, best of luck, Terry. And Roland Gift I've had as well.
Yeah, there's a bit of that about you as well.
Which is weird. I mean, you wouldn't have, because he is a different race to me.
Yeah, wow.
But I could...
But there's a look about you. You've got, which is, once again, you know what it is, it's a... square, formerly Handsome Face.
That's exactly what it is. Ali Campbell from UB40.
Yes!
I know.
Now you hit the motherlode.
In fact, Roland Gift said to me, you look like Ali Campbell
that's
from
great.
UB40.
If only Terry Christian had gone in and said, what am I doing here? Then you'd have had the perfect paradox. It would have been like an episode of Doctor Who.
Yeah. I know, loads of them. Loads of those. Any of the young Todd Carty I used to get as well.
Yeah.
And the original... The bloke that Todd Carty took over from in EastEnders who committed suicide.
The tall one who ran off, who was Doc Cotton's nephew or something. Whatever. I don't know. I can't follow EastEnders.
But basically, I'm never in danger. I'm having like a
low... You must get a few people to go, it's Stuart.
Well, I've got like an F-list level of celebrity, so people kind of go, I know him from somewhere, but then they misfile me and assume that I'm the lead singer of UB40 or something like that.
You know what you're going to do? You know what's worth for me? Get yourself an impediment. Get a speech impediment.
Distinctive speech impediment.
Mispronounce F or something like that. I've cornered R. You can't have that.
It's a bit late now.
It's never too late. Go on, bug it in. Let's put some music on. We'll chat some more to the delightful Mr. Terry Christian after this. We'll bail out of this early. Lovely though it is. It's the new one from Spandau Ballet.
Yes.
Because we've got Stuart Lee here. And I forgot to mention, it's exciting news, he's on tour.
I'm on tour.
I've never seen you on tour. I've never seen everyone I know, all the comedians I know, all say you are, if not the, certainly one of the best comedians in the country, which I hope you're aware
That's
of that
very
praise
kind
they
of
lavish upon you. And I'm sure it's earned and deserved. But here's the chance for me and others to see you on tour. Starting October on Tuesday the 6th, it's all over the country. Look for Stuart Lee by name. Starting in Lincoln, then Worthing, Poole, Norwich, all over the place. Very few days off, I notice.
Yeah.
They're working you pretty hard.
I know. Well, I've been fashionable 3 times in 21 years, and this is the 3rd time, so I'm determined to make it pay this time.
Squeeze every last drop of juice out of the orange.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to Worthing, for God's sake.
But they're going to Poole, where I came
from. I'm going to Poole. Poole's done all right. Worthing sold badly, actually.
Oh, was it?
There are some, that's why I mentioned it, obviously. Yeah. There are some places on here where I suspect they're just grateful anyone visits. never mind someone with an act. I won't know, but they're just like, well, someone's coming to town. We better go and see him.
Yeah, I like those places. The Isle of Mull and the Isle of Skye twice. I've done the smallest. I managed to get 2 nights out of the theatre in Mull, which is a 45-seater.
Well, that's pretty good then. And was it full both nights or nearly?
It was nearly full both nights, but Lee Mack didn't quite make 2 nights.
It's those small victories that count. And at the end of the day, but all over the place. I said Lincoln, Worthing, Poole, Camberley, Coventry, Galway, Dublin, Colchester, Horsham, Inverness, Aberdeen, all up and down the country. With just the odd day off here and there. And that takes you right through more or less to, well, after Christmas.
Well, I've got 2 months in London, December, January, then I've got another month in February, and then I'm knocking this show on the head.
Right. And so this is it, last chance to see this particular show, and then will there be another series of the TV show?
Well, I find out, I was supposed to know in June, but then all these different people left, and they and now they're going to tell me in January, but they've said it's not no. They've said it's not no. But that's like when Rumsfeld had his known knowns and his unknown. It's a bit of a
no, weird no. There are things we know and things we don't know. And if you're coming back, we know no, no.
No,
okay.
No,
well, it's like when they used to send people to boot camp in X Factor. You're not going home.
That's right. It's a bit like
not well, after you've
I'll
not
probably
been
going
on
for a meeting with the new head of BBC Two, and there'll be a clock.
Stuart Lee, you're through the boot camp. Stuart Lee, ladies and gentlemen, the video is called Stuart Lee's Comedy Vehicle. He's touring all over the place. Make sure you don't miss him. And thank you so much for listening this morning. This is BBC Radio 2 online on digital and on 88 to 91 FM.
BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is Ricky.